This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is the views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the cusp of Independence 53. You're listening to the melodious sounds of One Family Junkanoo Organization. We ain't leaving until the music lock. Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to another powerful edition of Kenny's Corner on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Kendika Delavoe. And tonight, we're celebrating more than 53 years of independence. We're celebrating the heartbeat of a nation. Our story isn't written in history books. It's written in the rhythm and the goatskin and the tum-tum drums, the blast of the brass, the sound of the cowbell, the spirit of the people who have never stopped creating. Tonight, we welcome a giant of a man whose fingerprints are all over Bahamian music. A cultural icon, a performer, a composer, a band director, a man who has helped shape the soundtrack of generations. From One Family to the Rhythm Band, from ending the Saxon Superstar's music champion streak to taking Bahamian music to an international, Kelly even sharing the stage with Bruno Mars. His journey is one of Bahamian excellence. If it's about Bahamian music, Junkanoo culture, or legacy, this man has lived it. So settle in, turn on the volume, and let's get ready for stories you've never yet heard. This is not just another interview. This is the interview. This is the Independence edition of Kenny's Corner. The man, the music. Please welcome with me the one and the only Mr. Reuben Craig Rumpa-Pum-Pum Delavoe. Good evening, Mr. Delavoe.
Good evening, my wonderful wife, and good evening, Bahamas.
Hi.
Greetings.
You're looking very handsome.
Indeed. Thank you.
I appreciate that. And you were on time. I love that. You're a man of punctuality.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mr. Delavoe, I want you to tell my listening audience who you are when you decided to pick up a drum. And you're also an independence baby. I want you to tell them about you picking up your first drum. Tell them who you are, Mr. Delavoe.
Well, my name is Reuben Delavoe, the son of a gospel musician. His name is Arjun Delavoe Sr. My grandfather, who is a bishop, I was named after him, Bishop Reuben James Delavoe, from Majors Key, Crooked Island. My family is very embedded in gospel music. My father has a gospel band where I was the drummer for many years. But it all began at an early age. I started playing the drums at age 2. Started on the Martin drum to drum set, from the drum set to what we call the Gombe drum, the Junkin' the drum. And God has been wonderful. I wanted to take it to the next level, and I think I did. The proof is in the pudding. I don't need no special accolades. My work speaks for itself. The rest is history.
Mr. Delaval, I want you to tell my listening audience, right? When you think of names and that are synonymous with Bahamian music, and you look over the relics in your mind, I think of the Rhythm Band, I think of you, I think of Count Bernardino, I think of great men that have indubitably gave us good music. What do you think makes good music?
It's a collaboration of different things that makes good music. But the heartbeat has always been the drum, is the foundation of the music. The Gombe drum separates us from the world. You know, we have great musicians who have composed wonderful music. Whether you are a guitarist, whether you play a brass or wind instrument, maybe you're a songwriter. It's a collaboration of different things that makes the music sounds great. And for many years, there have been some key persons who have made this music to what it is today, especially what we call Bahamian music. It's a wonderful sound. We have yet to really push it to where it needs to be, but we have been working over the years extremely hard to get it to the next level. We have men before our time who have really took it beyond, to Tony McKay's, to Tony Seymour's, the beginning and the end, the Freddie Munnings Senior. Again, it's a bunch of different people who have paved the way, even Bahamian, gin and coconut water, who have went to Japan and exposed Junkin' music to the world. It's a collaboration of different people who have done such an awesome job in making this music what it's supposed to be.
Now, you are a Junkin' man. How long have you been involved in Junkin'?
I've been in Junkin' from 1987. I was afforded the opportunity as a young child to engage in Junkin' very young, like some others, because of my background.
In the church?
Being a part of the church, etc.
Okay.
But I found a way through school, Junior Junkin' program, which was introduced in 1987. And that led from that to the Pigs, from the Pigs to the Valley Boys, from the Valley Boys to the Saxons, to now one family.
You was with my daddy and the Saxons in the back line.
Yeah, I was in the back there with him for many years. And a lot of people didn't know me yet.
Right.
But I was learning from the back to work my way to the front, to excelling, to being the best drummer in the Bahamas in 1998, where I beat the best. I don't care how they look, how big they were, how small they were, I beat the brakes off them.
You dominated.
Domination.
Now, you started from the back, so that does that mean that you started with a bass drum, Mr. Delaval?
No, at that particular time, it was only the goatskin drum. Mm. And early on, in the early 90s, it was a privilege to have a tom-tom drum. Mm. Because it was limited at that particular time.
Right.
Yeah, so after everybody started getting more familiar with the tom-tom drum, and then not to go to the fire to heat up no drum.
Then that changed.
That was the game changer.
That was the game changer. Was the game changer. Now, Mr. Delaval, you stopped the Saxons winning streak. Because we had four straight. And you came there and you dismantled the situation.
I would not say I.
Right.
I would say we.
We, y'all.
When I say we, it's a team effort.
Talk to me about that.
And my team has done such an awesome job. We wait, we put in the work, and we execute it. And when you set a goal,
yes,
either you execute or you fail.
Right.
And I think we was able to capture the judges and the audience on Boxing Day New Year's to show them why we are the best music group in Junkanoo.
Oh, Lord.
Indeed.
Mr. Delavo, now you know sign on that because, you know, I side with my group.
We don't want you to side with us. We want you just to take note.
I will take copious notes. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but before we get there, we want you to know that Guardian Radio and Guardian Media Group wants to send you away for the summer. The Great Summer Escape. You could win a trip for two, including hotel, car, luggage, and $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian paper, fill out the entry form, drop it in the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune into Guardian Radio and follow us on Guardian Radio on all of our social media platforms for your chances to win. This is the Guardian's Great Summer Escape. The deadline to enter is August 12th. The drawing will be on August 14th. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kenny's Corner. You're here on Guardian Radio 96.9. The telephone lines are 323-6232, 325-4316. The text lines are 422-4796. We're going to take you out to this commercial break with the sounds of the Rhythm Band.
In bed, throw the covers on your head. You pretend like you know it. Rhythm is gonna get you. 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 Rhythm is gonna get you.
Ready with Duracell. Be ready when the power goes out this hurricane season with Duracell, the battery that lasts up to 10 times longer. Purchase your Duracell batteries at your local neighborhood stores, service stations, and all major retailers. Duracell, distributed by ACH Pritchard Limited. So, be ready with Duracell.
Reliable and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Progressive Jackpot is on fire at Everybody Wins Live. First, a player won over $20,000 in cash. Then, another player took home over $30,000 in cash. That's more than $50,000 in jackpot winnings already. Now, the jackpot has reset and is growing again. With a minimum $10 bet, you could be eligible for the next big win. Lottery, casino, and sportsbook. Only at Everybody Wins Live, where winnings live.
Mic drop.
Mommy, guess what I did in school today?
Hold on, sweetie. Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Brought to Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the rhythm band, y'all. Watch it. Come on. We're gonna do it like this. Remember all the times in the park, catching black crab till the break of dawn. Remember all the times catching black crab till the break of dawn. If I ask you one and one, don't know what it is. If I ask you one and one, you don't know what it is. That's why I'm singing.
You're no good pal. Ladies and gentlemen, the sound of the rhythm band. You're no good pal. Ladies and gents, the sounds of the rhythm band. And I have in studio with me Mr. Reuben Craig Delaville, the rum-pa-pum-pum, the drummer man himself. Mr. Delaville, you're celebrating 14 or 15 years with the Rhythm Band. You are the Rhythm Band.
Yes, I want to congratulate my team who have dedicated their time, their sacrifice. For the last 14 years, it's been a journey. Great Bohemian music, all genres of music we have been able to accomplish. I must shout out my team, from the maestro himself, Mr. Chad Young, Altino McPhee, Julian Darvall, Huey Lloyd, Scraper, VJ Johnson, Kingsley Wilkinson, lead vocals now, Carrington McKenzie, Shania Roberts, Cashel Phoenix Clinton. It's been a wonderful experience with these great men. And we have some alternatives who have been helping us out as well. Nico Pinder, who's been sitting in. Christian Pratt, sound engineer, Christian. Shout out to Terrence Cole, who's been there for many years in the trenches with us. It's been a wonderful experience giving the people the best in Bohemian music. We are grateful to the Bahamas. We're grateful for all those who considered us. And we thank them for the opportunity. 14 years is a very long time. And we have paid our dues. So we want to say to our clients and our friends out there, whoever reach out to us, treat us with respect. Because we have paid our dues. This is no laughing matter. This is no joking matter. You got to be ready when you call the rhythm. Because the rhythm is going to get you.
Oi, oi. Now, Mr. Delaville, you are, in fact, the rhythm band. You have played live with Regis and Kelly, and you have had the opportunity to also perform with Bruno Mars. As a Bohemian musician, you've been all over the world. You've been to Japan, London, Austria. You've been everywhere promoting Bohemian as a cultural icon. What does it mean for you in this particular current state and time to have performed with Bruno Mars? What does that mean to you? Because, I mean, you had the drum. You were right there. What does that mean for you?
In this industry, there's something called resume, and everything looks good on your resume. We were afforded that opportunity, and we capitalized on that opportunity. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Right.
And the Rhythm Band was chosen for those particular instance. And without a shadow of a doubt, we have executed. You know, as much as people try to block us or not give us the opportunity, there is a way. And what God offer you, nobody could take it away. And we trust in God. We trust in the Most High. Whatever's for us, we're going to take it.
Absolutely.
And we're going to take it with humbleness. We're going to take it with greatness. And we're going to just do the best we can to make sure represent the 242 on the highest level there is possible.
When you think about music, because you don't only play rake and scrape music, when you think about rake and scrape music and the genres that you play, how do you say, I want to try this song and I want to put it into rake and scrape? What makes you say, like you? I heard you play a Michael Jackson song and you put it into rake and scrape. What makes you say, I want to try this to rake and scrape?
Well, sometimes, you know, the fusion of music is somewhat complicated.
Mm.
And sometimes we want to come with the box. And from our ancestors who've been before our time, they've been doing cover songs and transforming them into what we call our own. So the Rhythm Band has only adopted that same mindset because this has been embedded in our music for many years. A lot of songs people think are originals are covers.
Mm.
And we take what we think can work in the genre, and we try it, and if it work, it work. Some things work, some things don't. And we have been able to capitalize on what works.
Now, when people think about culture, right, some people just think, okay, John Kuno is culture, but culture is more than just John Kuno. Culture is artisans. Culture is folklore. Culture is Amos Ferguson. Culture is Sir Sidney Poitier. Culture is more than just John Kuno. It's what we eat. It's what we breathe. And in actuality, the culture is our product. We are the product. When you think about what goes into a John Kuno performance or presentation, Do you harness that? Do you take that and say, listen, I have to make this personal because when this music kick over, we just have to run the rhythm. What gets into your mind that says to you, we have to dominate, we have to make sure this music right. We ain't leaving, we gotta lock this music down. What gives you that energy?
I wouldn't, everything is planned. So in all essence, you might, you know, take on the team that you have to properly plan. And in planning this team, you want to make sure that all arteries of what your presentation is executed on the highest level. You know, I'm not going to give ingredients, but proper planning.
Proper planning.
Right. Prevents poor performance.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. So we plan properly.
Mm-hmm.
We are organized.
I noticed that. You're
and
very
being
organized.
Being organized, it prevents you from being dismantled.
Understood. We have a caller on the line, Mr. Delavo. We're gonna take. Can we take this call? Go ahead, caller. You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Mamba Tam Tam.
Hey, my brother. How are you, sir?
Sparky here.
Sparky.
Hey, Sparky.
Boy, let me tell you something. You know, Mamba Tam, you know what is the most hurtful thing to me in this country? Our history, but John Kuno. All we did for this country, all those years, our history has never been written down in any book. They keep honoring people every Independence Day, every Boxing Day. They be pulling these people out of the crowd and the groups. But they don't realize what all we went through in them shock. Cutting them paper, taking them costumes, tuning up them drums, practicing them nights and nights and nights, rushing up and down, traveling and doing all this kind of thing. And guess what? All these other people who belong to these lodges, and who belong to these doggone political parties, and who belong to these churches. They didn't write no history but the behaving chokanoos. One time they used to say chokanoo was taboo and voodoo. But chokanoo is one of the leading cultural events in the world today.
In the world.
People come from around the world to the Bahamas every Boxing Day, every New Year's Day, every Independence Day. Anytime we got chokanoo, people come from all over the world, not only America. They come from China, all over the world, to see Bahamian chokanoo.
Absolutely.
We carry chokanoo around the world, and rub-a-dum-dum. Some of us have never been honored. I keep telling everybody, my mother started the Bali Boys in 1958. She's never been honored. I left with the Bali Boys at 7 years old, the first time with Malcolm Gas Station. I've never been honored. Most of us have never been honored, but they honor all kind of people around here. It's a shame. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sparky. Sparky, we appreciate your call.
Boy, Sparky, I would say this to you, and I tapped into your spirit. And this is your task. Write your story. Write a book on the history because you know it. Let the people, don't wait for the government or anybody to tell your story. You tell it, my brother. And that is my honest gift to you, sir.
Mr. Delaval, we have a question. And many people ask this question to me all the time.
Indeed.
Right? And so you know that you are indeed the backline chairman for One Family. I am your wife. And I am also a part of the Saxon Superstars.
We understand that.
But this question reads, how do y'all manage in the house when chokanoo arguments come about? Can you answer that for my texter?
Well, texter, there's no arguments. I have established in my mind that my wife is a Saxon. She's already established that I am a one family. What happens in our group stays in our group. We don't bring it home. Now, if the Saxon win, I celebrate with her. If one family win, she celebrates with me. You know, sometimes we take it beyond what it's supposed to be. But it's unnecessary. It ain't that serious. You know, it's all in good faith. We love chokanoo. And it ain't that serious for me, you know, disagreement in terms of who you choose to rush with or who you choose to follow. And you have to understand, when you in the household with the woman, them, you got to know when to stand down. Stand down, my brother or sister, whoever. Yeah, it's the texter.
And for the texter, I will answer the question as well, right? So my husband knows that I grew up in chokanoo. This is nothing new to him. And he is in chokanoo and we are in chokanoo. So my crazy rah-rah-rah energy that I have when it's related to my group, I don't take that home because I know that that's not what my... I can't take that home to my husband. Like, my husband knows, like, I just know that that is not... That ain't a place for that. And if my husband is rushing and he's doing whatever he has to do, I support him. And just so you ladies out there know, I do go by the fire. And I stand by the fire in my Saxon shirt. And I walk through George Street with my husband. And when the group kick over, I am standing right there. And I enjoy the music and I dance and I have a good time. And then when my group ready, I go about my business because my group reach. But I have a dandy Labor Day parade. I was dancing, me and Zulu, I was dancing in One Family. And the fellas there know me and they accept me. They know that's Palm wife. Even before I was Palm wife, they still accepted me. So it wasn't really a big deal. Some people take it out of context. And for those people that do, I think it's just a maturity level because I don't think that I'm going to change being a Saxon anytime soon. But I love my husband and I love my husband group. But I love her more. My group is what it is. Right?
You do your thing, boss lady.
Thank you very much. Now, Mr. Delaval, when it comes up to music, how do you know when the music is right? Like, I from a Junkanoo perspective, right? Like, if you're coming down Bay Street and you look left and you look right, are you able to see? Can you see? Can you see on the side? Or are you just concentrating on making sure the music is in that particular setting? Can you tell if the crowd is receptive to you?
In some instances, you can. But there's a special gift some might have to identify, like yeah, that's one over.
What is that?
I know when my group in music. I can always tell. I know when they want to win. I know how to win.
Right.
That's why I came up with the slogan. Win with us or watch us win.
Oh, Lord.
And we take that very seriously. No, but locking the music is very easy for us. We have the experience. And they know when the general reach, we take no prisoners.
I must say that you're very organized. You performed at Life Changes Ministries, and your men were there on time. Everybody was organized. They had on their shirts, and they came out, and they did it for somebody else. You were very, very organized. I like the discipline.
What I like most of all, you know, big up to the two-time music champions of the world.
Oh, Lord.
And I must recognize some men who have really been able to organize themselves and organize their sections.
Right.
You know, the lead brass, South Shrieker Johnson.
Right.
You know, we have Mark T. Fats Clark. We have...
Y'all got T. Fats from...
You know, I'm not worrying about where we get.
Nobody I'm just from. Simply saying.
Yeah, we have some guys. I talk about great arrangers. We have the Kyries, and we have now some other men who are behind the scenes just doing some things.
We have some behind the scene men. We have some behind the scene men too.
My lead bass, Dino. My lead Tom Tom Ramon Miller, the kickover man.
I see Rico back in the lineup.
My little brother's back home. Hey, my little brother's back home. 5 years. He's now back. I asked him to return and he did so. He is back. Lead Bella, Mr. Pinder. Pinder's done such a great job with that Bella line. Man, we have some guys in there
yes.
who are special talent.
Yes.
Who has been able to transcend this music to the next level.
Okay.
And I am so happy to be a part of that team. And we not only went to Bay Street.
Yes.
We plan to do damage control. So guys, I don't want you all to take it easy to beat us. We are consistent. We have chemistry, and just be ready to face what we're going to bring.
I mean, Ruben, what else could y'all bring? What else y'all could bring to Bay Street? Y'all coming from the next end again? Y'all bringing two people to stand up and dance in the middle of the road? I mean, what y'all doing that's so different?
And shout out to my boy, you know, Malik and Stretch them and, you know, some other key guys in there. Who
and Ben. We can't guy. Forget Ben.
Man, Ben and Zulu. And
Ben and Zulu, hey, baby.
Listen, first and foremost, big up to the great chairman of my group.
Yes.
Mr. Vernon.
Non-Roll.
Mr. Vernon, non-3-5 Roll. My chairman.
Yes.
The vice chairman. The deputy chairman. Chairman of all the different sections. We don't know who they are. Our choreograph girls. Y'all not go. Everybody.
I must say.
Pick up one family who has been in the trenches doing wonderful things. All the founding members who have done such a great job. This year is an honorary for the great Stan Burnside. And this year, we're going to be.
You mean me? Us? My group?
Yes.
You're giving us opportunity?
All the groups opportunity to try and beat us.
Ruben. Mr. Delavaux, just line up. Line up on Bay and East Street. We got something for y'all.
No, everybody lining up.
But I want y'all to line up specifically.
Y'all ain't like what coming. Y'all ain't like what coming.
Listen, you in front of us, right? You in front of us?
Front, back, side.
Don't look back. Up, we have a call.
Down.
Mr. Delavaux.
There's no problem.
Mr. Delavaux.
We know what we're doing.
Mr. Delavaux, Mr. Delavaux, I just have one thing to say to you, right? This is independence. This is culture. We don't want to hear nobody else's music other than ours.
Well, I mean, Junkanoo music,
mm-hmm.
to me,
Yes.
The greatest music in the world.
The greatest.
If we would put more into Jungnu, the world would be a better place.
I think, because Jungnu is, and strangely enough, Ruben, I always say that Jungnu is my safe place. Like as loud and as vibrant, as tumultuous as Jungnu is, that's my place. That's my place where I could be me. I don't have to worry about nobody else. I don't want no churn around me. I don't want nobody asking me no bunch of questions. I just want to be in that space. That's my time. Because I didn't wake all year. I just want one day for a couple hours where I could just do. Because I think Jungnu, I think Jungnu is a spirit. Jungnu allows you to transcend, to just be you.
I just want the stakeholders and the people who are involved to transcend Jungnu, to talk to the realists in Jungnu.
They ain't gonna do it.
Talk to the people who can make things happen. Stop talking to the people them who don't have the opportunity and fail. Huh? Let's talk to the people who could make this thing bigger than it is. Who have the ideas? And I want you to pay for the idea. Because if you could spend money over here, you could spend money over here.
Absolutely.
And hey, listen, I waiting on some people to come. They better be ready.
They have to.
Because the truth can set us free.
Yeah.
And I ain't come looking for no contract. I don't want nothing from the government.
Right.
He who comes with equity must come with clean hands. When you talk to Ruben Delavo, you better be ready.
Yes.
Because I'm not looking for no contract. And I'm not depending on the government for no job, nothing. If the government give me an opportunity, thank you. I can be humble. And I'm telling them now, we got to get out of this mess we are in. The culture of the Bahamas is in a garbage bin. We got to get out. We got to talk to the people who knows how to get us out of this garbage. Jungnu is not just in Jungnu. It's respected, but honored on the highest level as possible.
Absolutely.
And I stand on that. And anybody get a problem with that, they know where to find me.
They know where to find you, Mr. Delavo. They know where to find you.
My mode hard when it comes to the culture of this country.
Yes.
Because I have learned from the best.
Yes.
I've learned from Penis Taylor. I've learned from John Chippy Chipman. Sometimes I go unrecognized. I stay humble. Never depended on them to give me an opportunity. I keep pushing. Sometimes the people call me Mom Pum. Stick with it. I've been sticking with it.
But baby, you are the greatest.
And I just want them to know.
You are the greatest.
I just want to know. I want to send a shout out to my president of the Bahamas Musician Entertainers Union, Mr. Franklin Anna, where I serve as a secretary general. You must come through the union, and we're going to put some structure.
Yes.
Some legislations in place.
Yes.
To take care of this art form. Take care of musicians and entertainers in this country. Get ready. Brace yourself. Oh, some things are in the making.
Yes.
Get ready. Some things are coming.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. And I stand on that. Yes. Anybody have anything to say, come and see Ruben Delavo.
Come and see Mr. Delavo.
Absolutely. There's no games being played here.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, Mr. Delavo. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard Mr. Ruben Craig Delavo, the cultural icon. He is the leader of the rhythm band, the music backline chairman for One Family. My good husband. You're listening to Kenny's Corner here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Back.
There's a new Duracell battery with a great new look, and now formulated to last even longer. So now you can think even less about batteries, and so can Duracell Bunny. Duracell, lasts longer, much longer. Duracell distributed by AceAge Pritchett Limited. Duracell wants to assure the Bahamas that we are here with you during these challenging times, and you can trust us with all your household and portable power needs.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns on the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ah, good evening, ladies and gents. You're listening to the melodious, the energetic, all the evergreen sounds of One Family John Canoe Organization. And in studio with me this evening, I have Mr. Reuben Craig Rumpa-Pum-Pum Delaville. Indeed, this is my husband with me this evening. So I don't have to travel too far to put my leg over him, and he doesn't have to travel too far to put his leg over me this evening. It's another sexy Tuesday here on Guardian Radio 96.9, fresh news, smart talk all day. And we are talking about culture. We're talking about John Canoe. And of course, culture is more than just John Canoe. It's art, it's craft, it's artisans, it's the Amos Fergusons, it is the John Beatles, it is the LeVar Adams. It's everybody that encompasses what culture is. It's choreograph, it's backline, it's the Kunkalakas, it's the Bellas, it's everybody that creates. We have a caller. Do we have a caller, Chris? Caller, you are on. Good evening.
Good evening to Mr. and Mrs. Delaville.
Hi.
Not much to say, but boy, to hear Brother Rubin in the studio with his beautiful bride and wife, I mean, I'm just listening. Mr. Delaville, how are you, sir?
Greetings all the way from Paritari Exuma.
And that is a home, that is a place where you have a key, eh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
We love you. We love you in BT. We love you. We love you. And we know that you and you all, we will give you all the best accommodation anytime.
Always.
And anywhere.
Always.
Rollville is in the air, right?
Rollville is in the air.
Why are we getting ready for Rollville? We actually heading to Turks and Caicos on Friday.
Okay.
And when we come back from Turks, we go to Spanish Wells, and then we get ready for Rollville.
Okay, man. It's beautiful to hear both of you. We need more of this. We need more promotion of this. this is what the country need, a team, husband and wife, promoted a little more, and I believe we will have a better country. So I just want to just put that in the air, enjoy, and do things together.
Thank you.
And trust me, it is different to always hear the wife and husband team in anything that they participate in.
Thank you.
God bless both of you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. I think it's very easy. You know, we watch and we hear so many different stories about marriage and love and what it's supposed to be and what it's not supposed to be. But I can say unequivocally, right? Some women get servitude and being submissive confused. And my husband is a leader. And so I have no issue with allowing him to lead. And I have no problem with being submissive because he is, in fact, in charge of the household. But I have to say to the women that are listening and the text that I received 2 seconds ago that asks, how do you find a Reuben? I don't know how you find a Reuben, but Reuben found me. And I am forever grateful to him. When I think about Reuben and I think about the fact that I wasn't married to Reuben at the time, and he stood beside me as I lowered my mother into the earth. And for me, that will always be, in the relics of my mind, the most important part of our relationship, because he saw me at my worst. And so the Junkanoo element is just one aspect, but we share so many different commonalities. And he allows me to be, like Reuben just says, let me just do whatever, just do. But I have the ultimate respect for my husband. Do we have another caller?
I've known him from a child.
Yes.
And I know all of his, both mom and parent, and all of his siblings.
Yes.
So he's biblically connected.
Yes.
His grandfather, no one I remember at his age could have beat him dressed. He always on point when he come out. And so you can't miss it. But your promotion on your show that you have on Tuesday.
Yes.
I think you also are doing a very good job. But let me just say this. There's a difference between the strange woman and the Proverbs 31 and 10 woman.
Yes.
Now, the strange woman, she thinks she deserves the criteria of the Proverbs 31 and 10 women.
Mm-hmm.
And they get that mix up.
Yes.
So you being that Proverbs 31 and 10 woman, you will be treated like a queen.
Thank you.
So if you just, like you just alluded to a moment ago, you understand your role and your place,
mm-hmm.
then the king will deliver.
Absolutely.
But one day I think you need to get someone in and explain the difference between the strange woman. Because, like you say, your friend asking if there are any more. There are plenty more Rubian out there. Plenty more Rubian out there. I deal with men. Plenty
yes.
more.
Yes.
Ruby and I know what we could do with Kasim. I think we need to work on him.
Yes, yes.
Hey, don't tell him I tell you that now. Don't tell you his cousin talk that.
Listen.
We have to find a way to work on him.
Listen, but, Master P.
Until then, we leave that at that.
Master P.
And also, Shad, we got to wake on all of them.
Yeah, we got to wake on these Barry Dari.
There's a difference between the strange woman and the Proverbs 31 and 10 woman. And that Proverbs 31 and 10 woman, once she understand her role, she could pull the king out of that man and she'll be treated like a queen.
Absolutely.
Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much, Alpha Male. We appreciate you calling.
So, Master P. There is a scripture in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High should abide in the powers of the Almighty. So we're going to work on those Barry Terry men.
You may have to be a preacher in your second. That's the best joke of the night. But first, Deacon and First Lady Kenny. Never see it.
Lord of mercy.
Reuben, you can imagine us in a church.
Well, listen.
We love a drum solo every week, eh?
God save the queen.
Mr. Delavaux,
yes,
let me ask you something. Now you have a coat. You have your coat. Your Junkanoo coat.
Yeah, I was honored in 2024. In 2024.
What does that mean for you? I mean, because you don't really need no accolades. I mean, you are notorious. When they think of a drum, people think of Ruben. You remember, the little boy the other day who's wrote the message on Facebook. He said, "My son wants to meet your husband. Please, how can we get this done?"
The jacket doesn't really mean anything to me, but I accepted it. One of my greatest accomplishments was when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame with the greatest drummers in the ministry.
Yes.
I talk about drum soloists. John Chippy Chipman, Pianist Taylor.
Yes.
King Harrison. And I was included among those great men at a very young age. I surprised myself because I put in the work. That the work you have done speak for you. The proof is in the pudding. I don't need no extra brown nosing. I don't need all of the extra sugar. Just put in the work.
Just put in the work.
Put in the work. If somebody would like to honor you, you accept it humbly.
Right.
But it doesn't really mean anything to me. My true accomplishment comes from God.
Right. Now, let me ask you something. This is my question, right? How often you think y'all need this? I mean, when does Junkanoo season officially start for your group? Because y'all don't start Junkanoo practice till like 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, when does Junkanoo officially start for y'all?
I don't know why you're trying to get in one family business or in our ingredients.
Rehearsal, I'm only asking questions, sir. These are questions that people want to know.
Rehearsal is rehearsal.
Right.
Practice is practice.
Right.
There's a separation.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
We have section practice.
Yes, sir.
And then we have rehearsal.
Okay.
One family rehearses once a week.
Once a week?
Yes.
Once?
Just once a week.
Okay.
But there are multiple practices.
And you're...
And we don't need to disclose how much.
No, we want to know that, but I just have a question for you.
There is a special ingredient.
Yes. Well, I think the special ingredient... Do you know what I want to say, Mr. Delavo? And I want to stand on a point of order for this. I think music right now is probably the most coveted part of Junkanoo, right? But I think what is causing the great dissension is the fact that the musicians sometimes may not be necessarily playing for love. Or the right chemistry. They are trying so hard to beat the next group that they're forgetting what their role is. If you know you're good in rake and scrape, if you know you this is your forte, stick with that. But you won't come outside of that, and you won't play rap, and you won't play this, and you won't play that, and you won't play the next thing. If you know that you're the Saxons and you're good with rake and scrape, stick with rake and scrape. Don't worry about what one family doing. You can't mind somebody else. If this your lane, stick in your lane. But I think that we so caught up on, but I gotta outdo this, I gotta kill them, and we forgetting the love for the music.
I somewhat agree with you, but here is what's happening in Junkanoo.
Talk to me, Mr. Delavo.
We are now in the era of social media. We have TikTok Junkanoos now.
What that mean?
Everybody just wants to be on TikTok.
Oh.
We are now exposed to social media, so a lot of people are now being seen by people. Some of these people, like, they ain't putting in no work, you know.
No.
But if they get somebody recording them for a couple of seconds and post them on TikTok, everybody feels as though you and them on the same level.
And they are garbage.
I'm not going to get that extreme, but I'm saying.
Well, that's what I went there.
We are in the era of social media.
Mm.
And what happens when some teams dictate to what is being played. So you might say, okay, my friend is behemoth music. But if your team doesn't dictate to that, you can't play behemoth music.
But if your theme is...
You have to be a chameleon. You have to be able to adjust and to adapt to all environments.
But Ruben, if your theme is all great kings of Africa and the River Nile, okay, so you clearly, your theme is clearly Africa. If your theme is Candyland, we play Who Can Bring the Sunrise? You play in that. You have that. You play how sweet it is to be. You play music that is dedicated to that. But what I'm saying is, You trying so hard to be the next man that you're focusing on your music. You listening to somebody else's arrangement and you going all around the place, thiefing music, but you're not focusing on what your music's supposed to sound like. So everybody sound alike.
So in Junkano, because we are copying of a monkey see?
Monkey?
Monkey do.
Mm.
So just be careful along those lines. Every time they see me do something, or if they see the brass do something, they see a particular group do something, they just know that this is the right thing, or it looks good, or it sounds good, then everybody comes back and do the same thing.
Mm.
We're a bunch of copycats in this country, not just in Junkano.
Holistically.
In all arenas.
Okay, okay, okay. So let me ask you this next question now, Mr. Delavaux. If you had to level the playing field, do you think that you would want, this is a Junkano question, if you had to level the playing field and you had to pick one theme, do you think that Junkanoers would be able to do that? If the one theme and the theme is Gombe, and you see how each group depicts that differently, do you think that we would survive a Junkano season? One theme, everybody else just have to figure out how you can bring that to Bay Street. Because just like independence, because independence should be purely Bahamian.
Yeah, I've heard that in many different settings whereby they would submit it if we could just bring one team and then all groups to bring it and whoever executed the best.
Right.
XYZ. I don't have no issue with that. The only issue with that is that all groups will be playing the same music. And with Behemoths, we get bored very quickly.
Right.
So if you hear the same song 8 times, because it's 8 major groups now. Mm. If you hear the same song 8 times, man, you're going to sleep, you're going to be snoring on Bay Street. So at the same time, it is good and it is bad. What I would like to see in Junkano is, and like again, I'm just waiting for this conversation.
Don't give away too much ideas now because they're paying everybody for their things.
I know there's paid people who are lying, who talking all kind of funny talk.
Yeah.
They paid them all kind of big money, but yeah. When you talk real talk.
They ain't gonna hear that. We ain't giving them nothing for free.
They just blackball you.
You're just blackballing. But we ain't giving them nothing for free,
Pop. But they could have this one.
Okay.
We want to see major increases in the prize money, especially best music, okay. Especially best costume.
Okay.
Okay? Especially best choreograph. Because it's months of preparation, okay? And practice.
Yes.
Nowhere in the world, in 2026, best music should be $3,000.
No.
That is a disgrace from the horse race. And they could talk to me. I just waiting on them, you know. They scared to talk to me because I can tell them the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking for nothing. I can tell them the truth. Because they can't do nothing with me.
No, they can't do nothing with you, baby.
I want to tell them the truth so bad. Some of them.
I'd like to tell them
the truth. And all these people who been getting away for all these years, I am coming for you.
Get them.
I just want them to know that. I am coming for you. You've been getting away too long. We've been settling in this country for nothing for too long. Everybody is benefiting. Except Junkano. They come give us one little double prize here and there every so often. And we accept it.
Because we just want rush.
We didn't want rush. But they feel as though Junkanoers are not educated enough. We are intelligent people.
Yes.
We are prosperous.
Yes.
We are talented.
Yes.
You know? And end of the day, some things are coming.
Absolutely.
Entertainers, musicians, y'all get ready. Get ready. I remember when I drive the ball with the Keep Junkano Alive. With a few friends, and we row because they invested so much money into Junkano Carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Some $14 million.
Mm-hmm.
Junkano wasn't even getting $1 million.
No.
And we drive the nail. We made noise. We went into the streets. We went on social media. We did everything. Junkano is now in a kind of a situation where we could make some things happen. But the leaders, can't come together because their hands ain't clean.
The hands ain't clean.
Some of them need to cut their hand off. Now, whoever the cap will let them wear it.
I do agree with that. But as this is independence and it is also your birthday, Mr. Delaval.
Yeah,
big independence baby.
My birthday is loading. My group is preparing. The rhythm band is in celebration mode tonight. This is a very interesting week.
Yes.
I'm optimistic to see what's gonna happen.
Me too.
Okay? Birthday is loading though.
The birthday is loading. The rhythm.
Rhythm is gonna get you.
Oi!
Yeah, man, all day.
Mr. Delaval, we have 1 minute left in the show. 1 minute. We've been talking all afternoon, honey.
Well, let me send a shout out to my family.
Send a shout out to my good mother-in-law.
All the children them and my mother and my daddy them.
Yes.
Who have sacrificed so much of their time.
Yes.
To accommodate us.
Yes.
Because of the amount of travel and time away from the children them. We steal time away from these children, you know.
Yeah.
To represent this country. And this country doesn't pay attention to detail so much. They give all kind of people all kind of
ambassador
and forget who are really in the trenches, but we have something for them as well.
Cultural ambassador.
God is good. We thank the Bahamas. We thank our fans and our followings. We thank God for giving us the humbleness, the strength to take us to the next level.
Absolutely.
Thank you for inviting me on your show today.
I thank you for being here, Mr. Delaval. You brought a smile to my face.
God is good. Thank you so much. Bahamas, you all have a wonderful evening. Drive safely. If you're feeling you're in over 60 miles per hour, take your foot off the gas a little bit. Drive safe, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the one, the only Mr. Reuben Craig Rumpa-Pum-Pum Delaval. He is my good husband. He's a cultural icon. And I thank you so much for being with me in studio this evening. It has been a pleasure to sit across from you and have wonderful conversation. I like you.
I love you.
I love you.
One thing missing now is some popcorn in your hand.
It's only missing the popcorn, baby.
Just to get off.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Kenny's Corner. This is Kendanik Delaval, Guardian Radio 96.9, Fresh News Smart Talk all day. And like I say in every closing, get you some popcorn and some wine. Put your leg over that man and let that man put his leg over you. Happy Independence, Bahamas, and happy Independence birthday to my wonderful husband. Happy birthday, baby.